We start the hour in New Zealand, where at least 49 people are dead and dozens more seriously injured in shootings at two separate mosques in Christchurch. The attack happened during Friday prayers when the mosques were crowded. It is the worst mass killing in New Zealand history. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke earlier.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence. Many of those who will have been directly affected by the shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not.
One person was arrested following the shooting. Three others were detained. The man who has claimed responsibility posted a 74-page statement online shortly before the attack. He also streamed the attack live on Facebook. Radio New Zealand is spreading the advice of officials that the video not be shared.
The police have called on the public not to share the extremely distressing footage online. Facebook says it has removed the gunman's Facebook and Instagram accounts and is working to remove any copies of the footage.
The man in custody claims to represent Europeans and whites in what he calls a battle against immigrants. He also references President Trump and the Second Amendment in the United States and claims any attempt to take away guns will lead to a civil war. Eyewitnesses to the attack spoke with the BBC.
I was hearing that shooting after shooting after shooting. It went on about 6 minutes or more. I could hear screaming and crying, and I saw some people were, you know, drop dead.
I heard the back sound, the gun, and the second one I shot, I ran.
Laura Dooney is a journalist with Radio New Zealand. She's in Wellington and spoke with me this morning. She said people are in shock.
Yeah, it's a huge shock. There's quite an outpouring of grief, and it goes far beyond the community. So it's across the country. Our Prime Minister, she says, you know, New Zealand is known as a safe place, and while some of the people involved in this attack, some of the victims weren't maybe born in New Zealand, they'd come here for refuge because it's known as a safe place and they were raising their families here, were part of communities that they loved. And so it's really hard, to be honest, just to take in that this has happened.
What about the fact that this was an attack with guns in New Zealand, which has very restrictive gun laws?
Yeah, there have been more concerns about gun ownership in New Zealand and people being able to get hold of guns in ways that they couldn't before. And I don't know how that relates to this case. I don't want to sort of make any assumptions, but I think it definitely adds a more shocking element because this just isn't something that you hear about happening here. Like, obviously people are shot, but the rates here are so low generally compared to some other countries. As I say, our gun laws are quite tight, so I don't know what more we could do in that area to sort of prevent this kind of thing happening again.
Laura Dooney at Radio New Zealand in Wellington. Countries around the world have condemned the attack, and White House National Security Advisor John Bolton spoke about it on the White House lawn this morning.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand. We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details. But the State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can, if there's any role that we can play. But we're obviously following the events there very closely. That's really all I can say on that at the moment.
We'll be following this story throughout the show as it unfolds and as New Zealand wakes up to a new reality a day after this tragedy.